This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant him peace, and to his family and to his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and from them both many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one that you ask by His name, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of things in this religion are the newly invented beliefs and practices. And all of those newly invented beliefs and practices are innovation. And all innovation is misguidance. And all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. My brothers in Islam, today we are going to deal with a topic which is of the utmost importance. And it is a topic relating to the responsibilities that Allah has given to every single man and woman. And this responsibility is a responsibility that you will be asked about Yawm al-Qiyamah. And it is a responsibility that could cause a person to be prohibited from Jannah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما من عبد يسترعيه الله رعية يموت يوم يموت وهو غاش لرعيته إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة. وفي رواية مسلم ثم لا يجهد لهم وينصح. There is no person that Allah makes them responsible over someone else. And on the day that they die while they are not doing the job that Allah asked them to do, except that Allah will make Jannah haram for them. My brothers in Islam, this hadith does not apply only to the leader of the Muslims. Rather, it applies to every single person that Allah has given you responsibility over someone else. And from the responsibilities you have been given is the responsibility over your children. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَا كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ فالأمير الذي على الناس راع عليهم وهو مسؤول عنهم والرجل راع على أهل بيته وهو مسؤول عنهم والمرأة راعية على بيت بعلها وولدها وولده وهي مسؤولة عنهم والعبد راع على مال سيده وهو مسؤول عنه فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every one of you has been given a responsibility over other people. The ruler of the Muslims has been given a responsibility, and he will be asked about them. And a man has been given responsibility for the people in his house. Your family, your children, Allah will ask you about them Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah has placed you as a ra'in over them, like a shepherd. You have been given responsibility for them, and Allah will ask you about your family and about your children Yawm al-Qiyamah. And those sisters in Islam, they should also not be exempt from this, because the Prophet ﷺ said, the woman, she is also responsible for the husband's household and for his children, and she will be asked about them as well. So every one of you will be asked about the people that Allah put in you in responsibility over. Now we go back to the hadith that we mentioned at the start of the khutbah. مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَسْتَرْعِيهِ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةٌ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. There is no one that Allah puts responsibility over other people. And we heard in the hadith that this is the responsibility of the man for his children. And he betrays his children, and he doesn't do the best for them. In the narration of Imam Muslim, he doesn't work hard for them, and he doesn't give them, he doesn't act sincerely to them. He doesn't act in a sincere way. ثُمَّ لَا يَجْهَدُ لَهُمْ وَيَنصَحْ. He doesn't act sincerely to them. He doesn't work hard to bring them to what is right and to guide them to what is right. إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah made Jannah haram for him. My brothers, my brothers in Islam, the responsibility of our children extends to our children's education. And many of us in this country and in this city, where the options for education are very limited and there are not many options for Islamic education, this is from the greatest of the betrayal that we do to our children. This is from the greatest of the ghish, the betrayal and the cheating that the parent does to their children. That they do not care about where their children receive their education. And today we hear many of the brothers in the masjid saying, our children, their manners are not what we wanted them to be. Our children don't listen to us. Our children don't do this. Ya Akhi al-Kareem, where do you send your children to learn? Your children spend hours and hours every day in front of the kuffar, and these disbelievers teach them everything which is khabith. Every single thing which is khabith. And then the children come home and the parent says, "Anna hadha." Where did this come from? Why is my child not listening to me? Why does my daughter not want to wear hijab? Why does my son speak back to his mother? قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. You were the one who sent your child to these people. And wallahi, do not think that the Christian schools and the Catholic schools are any better. Rather, your child comes home and celebrates all kinds of shirkiyat, Christmas and all kinds of things, and Easter and so on. And they don't see anything wrong, and perhaps they would even say, what is the difference between us and them? قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Your hands did this to your children. You did this to your children. When you sent them to those places, and you didn't care about it, and you didn't look at what your children are learning. أَنَّ هَذَا. Where did this musibah come from? It came when we betrayed our children. When we cheated our children. We didn't look after them the way that Allah gave them to us to look after. We didn't take responsibility for them the way that Allah told us to take responsibility for them. And I know, my brothers, I know that it's not easy. I know that we don't have many options. But the least that you can do, the least that you can do, is to take this mas'uliyah and responsibility and stop saying it's their fault and take it on yourself and say, now it's my responsibility. These children, they did not come down from the sky. They came from me. Now I have a mas'uliyah upon me that I have to look at what these children are learning. And I have to do my best for these children. I have to work hard for them. I have to try for them. I have to give them good advice. I have to give them a good Islamic education as best I can. Then you will see the fruits and the rewards of that in your children's behavior and in what your children are learning. My brothers in Islam, I want to highlight some of the dangers in the education that our children are receiving. And I want to highlight some of the solutions bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The first danger and the greatest danger that our children are facing in school today is the danger to their aqeedah and the danger to their iman. The danger to what they believe. And that's why, wallahul musta'an, and we ask Allah, we only complain of our grief and sorrow to Allah. School is better because they have some manners, they have some morals. Maybe they keep the girls separate from the boys. But my brothers, the first thing we have to think about is the belief of the person. 5 hours every day, or more than that, or less than that. 5, 6, 7 hours. And that child, all they see is the salib, the cross. And all they hear is the people worshipping Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam. So this has a huge effect upon the child. We have to counter this. Okay, we send our children because we had no choice. But we have to counter this now. We have to teach them Islam. We have to bring them to the class in the masjid so that they learn the difference between Islam and Christianity. We have to fight with the school to stop them from participating in the assemblies and the acts of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His curse upon. We have to strive and make every effort. And we as a community have to put our foot down and not allow our children to be exposed to religions and beliefs that are outside of Islam. And this is the biggest danger to them. Wallah, it's bigger than the danger of ikhtilat, of mixing with the boys and the girls. And it's bigger than the danger of zina. And it's bigger than all of the dangers. Is the danger that one day your child comes back and says, "Dad, today I'm not a Muslim anymore." And wallahi, it has happened. And I cannot tell you how many children I dealt with who left Islam. Ikhwani, they left Islam. They turned their back on Islam and they said, "I'm not a Muslim anymore." And wallahi, I do not believe this came from anything except from their education that they received. And usually their parents came crying and they said, "What shall we do? My daughter, she left Islam. My son, he left Islam. Where did you send them?" Or, "I sent them to university in Canada. I sent them to high school in England. I sent them to. Qul huwa min indi anfusikum. Your hands did this. Nobody else. The second danger that we have to our children, after the danger to their religion, is the danger to their morals. And the danger to their iman from the point of view of their actions. These schools, they gather together everything which is evil. They gather together kufr, they gather together shirk, they gather together zina, they gather together all kinds of fahisha ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. All kinds of filthy acts and evil things. We have to combat this within our children. Every day our child comes back, we have to ask them, "What did you do at school today? What did you learn at school today? What did you see at school today that was against Islam?" And we educate our children that these things are wrong. Otherwise, our children will grow up with this education and this tarbiyah. And the end of that will not be an end that is praiseworthy. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers, we're talking about our responsibility towards our children, particularly in light of their education and the dangers that come from the Western schooling system that many of our children, or most of our children, are a part of. I now want to talk about some practical solutions, and I'm not going to give you solutions which are impossible. Yes, no doubt, the best thing you can do is take your children from that school and never send them again and teach them at home. But many people cannot do this, or many people are struggling to be able to do this. So what other solutions do we have? The first thing is we have to give our children the knowledge of Islam by which they can counter what they receive in the school. At a minimum, bring your children to the masjid. Bring them to the classes. Bring them to the salah. Let them know what their religion is. Let them see how we are different from those people. And this leads me to my second point. Make sure that your children have a strong Muslim identity. Too many of our children, if you ask them, what are you? They say, I'm Kurdish. What are you? I'm Arab. What are you? I'm Pakistani. What are you? Akhi, you are Muslim. Where is your Islamic identity first? Teach our children the value of Islam and make them have an Islamic identity. Islam is first in their eyes, so that they see that they are different from the non-Muslims. The third thing, you have to watch your children like a hawk. Every day they come back. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're viewing. Look at what they're writing about. Look at the books they are studying. If you don't understand them, ask someone for help, so that you can challenge when your children have things that are not right, when they receive information that is not right, when they see behavior that is not right. Number four, you need to talk to your children about what is wrong at the school. You need to have that relationship with your children where openly and honestly you can talk to them and you can say to them, what happened today? Or, we saw that so-and-so has a girlfriend, so-and-so has a boyfriend. Why is that wrong in Islam? What do we do instead in Islam? What does Islam give us instead? And we talk to our children about the wrong things they see on the street outside and the wrong things they see in their school. The fifth thing we need to do is we need to engage with the school and the teacher. And we need to be strong. Not one miskeen parent goes by himself and has to say, please, I don't want my child. Let the whole group of the Muslims go as one and say, we are not asking your permission. We will not allow you to teach this to our children. This is not going to happen. We as a whole community will stand against it. Organize this with the masjid. Organize it with the people in the masjid, so that we as a community can have some strength against the wrong things that they're teaching to our children in the school. These are just a few of the things. And from the most important of them, look at who your children's school friends are. Look at what kind of people. If their friends are all of them non-Muslim or not practicing Muslim, so what will the outcome be? Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. A person is upon the religion of their close friend, so let everybody look who did you take as a close friend. And finally, from the most important of the things you can do, from the most important of the things that you can do, is that you strive with everything you can to cooperate and to work together, ala al-birri wa taqwa, to try to establish something to take our children out of this. And you don't give priority to their education over their deen. And we saw so many parents like this, wallahu musta'an, that the parents are willing for the children to sacrifice their deen as long as they get their education. It's not worth it. It's not worth it for you and them to be prohibited from Jannah because of a piece of paper that said that they got a British education. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So put Islam first and put the school second. And work together. At-ta'awun ala al-birri wa taqwa. For everyone who is together in the schools and they have their children in schools. And they have their children in schools. Work together so that insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will provide you with a makhraj from this situation and Allah will provide you with something better. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا وجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيم الصلاة.